I spoke last week about the importance of the whistleblower's complaint. It's also the tip of the iceberg. Bert Newborn was ACLU legal director and a founder of NYU's Brennan Center. I've known Bert for decades. His publisher accurately describes him as a leading constitutional lawyer who's sued every president since LBJ. His new book raises very serious concerns about Trump's dictatorial intentions. As Bert knows, we've known since 1990 that Donald Trump kept a copy of Hitler's collected speeches by his bed and studied them carefully. For those born later, Adolf Hitler initiated World War II and the extermination camps that were responsible for the deaths of 70 to 85 million people from all continents. More than a million American soldiers were killed or wounded. That's Trump's idol. Bert goes further, comparing the themes that both Hitler and Trump emphasized. Whatever else he hasn't figured out or doesn't care about, Trump has been a good student of Hitler's. There isn't time to lay them all out. Like Trump, Hitler fired his supporters up with racial and religious hatred, extreme nationalism, closing borders, mass detention, and deportation. Almost every word from Trump is about hostility based on race, religion, national origin, closing the southern border, and extreme nationalism, stirring a recipe for violence. Hitler and Trump insulated themselves from criticism by denying the press any credibility and found ways to reach the public without going through the media. Reporters spend their days interviewing people, checking documents, records, and participants in the news. Trump simply calls everything fake and attacks the media in its entirety, though he's obviously the biggest liar among us. Everything he says is reduced to single adjectives: fake, terrific, good, bad, etc., without evidence or explanation, while denying the obvious. Unhinging his audience from the work of everyone else means he can speak without fear that contrary argument will reach his audience's ears, until truth becomes meaningless. Both Hitler and Trump cemented their rule by enriching the wealthiest, giving them outrageous gains, tax cuts, and exemptions from rules meant to protect the public from death, destruction, and deceit. Both thumbed their noses at democratic judicial and legislative processes and powers. In other words, Trump cares only about himself and his ability to become a dictator in the style of his idols. Encouraging people to use what he labels their Second Amendment rights in politics is what Hitler did with his brown shirts, substituting the nozzle of their guns for ballots and elections. That's the path to hell. But it's a path with the trappings of dictatorship that looks good to Trump. I've hesitated to call for impeachment because my priority is to oust Trump from office, however possible, before he can get further with his obvious desire for unchecked power. That said, Trump's refusal to obey constitutional limitations on using his office for personal gain and to abide by statutes and congressional subpoenas are clear indications of his thirst for power and disrespect of the work of the American founders, the Constitution, its meaning, original or otherwise, and the system of checks and balances set up to control people like Trump. The Emoluments Clause was intended to limit opportunities for presidential disloyalty to America. But rather than make America great again, Trump is intent on destroying America for personal gain, the ultimate form of disloyalty. He must be removed from office.